Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, this year is the first year in Texas where big bore air rifles are allowed for harvesting big game animals, deer, if you will. Eric Henderson has been shooting, hunting with, videoing hunts with air guns for a long time, probably as long as anyone I know. Adventures Afield is Eric's YouTube channel, I think. Eric's a good friend, but he's also very, very knowledgeable on hunting with big bore air guns. And guess who our guest is? Eric, thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thank you for having me again.
You know, to get everyone up to snuff, big bore air guns are legal this year during the regular firearm season. Not that an air gun's a firearm. Don't let that mislead you. But you can't hunt with one during bow season. You have to use it during the general season, which is going on right now. Now, for about the past 7 or 8 years, I've been shooting big bore air guns. 7 years ago, I thought of an air rifle, Eric, is what I used when I was a kid, a pump-up 177 caliber or maybe a 22 caliber pump-up guns. But these guns that we're talking about are pressured by an air tank. They're called PCP guns. And 3,000 is pretty standard, 3,000 PSI for the pressure, right, Eric?
That's correct.
Yep. So, of all the regulations, hunting regulations, I have seen in my lifetime and the changes, I honestly know of none other that brings forth as many questions as the one using air guns, allowing big bore air guns to be used. Now, folks, I've killed a bunch of wild hogs. I've killed several exotics. I can tell you with certainty that an air rifle loaded with a good hard shooting 45 caliber loaded with an ample bullet is quite capable of taking any deer. I mean, they've killed Cape Buffalo in Africa. But I think that's the thing that people have to get used to, Eric. Learning the fact that they are quite capable, an air rifle, of taking big game, right?
Oh, yeah. Most people, like you said, think of, you know, your grandpa's BB gun.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, we've been doing it for a long time, and most people have never even heard of it.
Exactly. But I saw something on one of the air gun websites recently. Now, this is the kind of thing that people don't need to think of an air gun in this perspective, I think. Somebody had shot a golf ball at some ungodly long range, and, you know, I found now, from what I do with my hunting, I don't think I've never killed an animal farther than about 75, 80 yards. But I feel comfortable with my skill level, and shooting is the whole deal, shooting at extended ranges. I feel very comfortable, Eric, out to 100 yards with what I use. I use Air Force Air Guns Texan. And I shoot a 350 grain soft lead bullet by Hunter Supply, and with that I probably kill 25 hogs and 6 or 8 exotics. I know it works, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you recommend on distances, yardages with it for the average Joe for air gun hunting?
I would say it's just like any firearm. It's whatever you're comfortable with. You know, practice, you know, that leads to better shooting, obviously. But, you know, if most people where they hunt don't have a shot past 100 yards, and some people have their average shot is 50 yards, and that's all, you know, that's all they practice to, and they wouldn't be comfortable to 100 yards. But, you know, the Air Force Texan, I can get 2 shots almost touching at 100 yards.
Yes.
You know, without even trying. So, you know, it's fully capable of 100 yards, not a problem. You know, 150, 200 yards, that leads to your capability. But, you know, my suggestion for people is figure out how far their longest shot's going to be and practice after that far. But I mean, if you don't, if you're not going to be shooting any further than that, there's really no need to.
Right, right. I agree with you. I sight mine in with the Texan 45 caliber. I've got it dead on at 50, and I know you're probably going to have yours dead on at 100. But mm-hmm. The ballistic tables and trajectory charts that are out there now, you can plug in 850 feet per second with a 350 grain bullet and with a certain zero, and it'll tell you exactly where that bullet is all over. But I shoot mine in at 50. There again, the longest range I've ever killed anything, shot at anything, was about 75, 80 yards. So, but I know where the bullet is at 100, you know?
Right.
With a 50-yard zero. And I not only read it in the chart, I shoot it. You know, I go out there and shoot at 100. People will say, well, why don't you just zero it at 100? And I probably should, honestly, but I don't know. Since I'm shooting, a lot of these critters I kill are even less than 50 yards.
It makes more sense 50 yards.
Does it to you, too?
Zero it in.
Okay, good.
Right, because my problem is, I wouldn't really call it a problem. Sighted in at 100 yards, it's 5 inches high at 50. And if you have an animal come in at 50 yards that is a very impressive animal, gets your heart beating, you forget to adjust.
That's it.
You forget to drop that crosshair. And, you know, most of my shots aren't that close. The animal I took at the end of last year was at 20 yards, but I was using a different gun that's not sighted in for 100 yards. It was only sighted in for 50 yards, I think. But, you know, my long-range gun is sighted in for 100, and, you know, you have to remember to adjust for that. But, you know, if your average shot's 50 yards, sighted in for 50.
I'm glad that you agree. I mean, it makes me feel good to know that you also agree with the 50-yard. And I think in my mind, it's easier to say, okay, I'm on at 50. Actually out to 100, it's a pretty good little drop. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know, 8 inches or something like that from my actual shooting with it, you know, that second shot.
Right.
So it's way easier for me if I were shooting a deer or a hog at 100 yards to say, okay, well, here we go. This bullet's going to drop. So I'll just, you know, it's easy to elevate 6, 8, 10 inches in elevation.
Yeah, it's easier to remember to adjust for the drop than it is to remember to adjust for the rise.
You put it in good words, Eric. It'd be hard for me in my brain to aim low at 50, you know?
Exactly.
yes. This is the kind of stuff that hunters with air guns this year need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I've trained and got several people started, and I know you no telling how many people you've got interested in air guns. Folks, now Eric Henderson is part of the reason that we're have the ability to use big bore air guns. He took Mr. Alan Kane with Parks and Wildlife, or I should say they hunted together, and Eric brought the Texans, the Air Force Air Guns Texans, and Alan with Parks and Wildlife, Eric, he saw what they could do. Y'all took a couple of spike bucks, I believe, you know?
Yes, correct.
So that really did, and many of the states are doing the same thing. What happens is this. Many of the commissioners on the Parks and Wildlife Department, Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioners, they're guys from your age to my age, you know, 50s to 60s. They don't know anything about air guns. They don't. Until somebody, at least they don't know about modern day air guns. Until somebody like you takes one out there and has a chance to use it. So that's going on in many of the states right now, isn't it?
Yes, a lot of states are changing. I mean, you know, even this year, like for example, Texas, and I think a couple more states changed this year, and there's a lot more states that are looking to change.
Here's a question, and I'm not going to, folks, I don't want you to use this as a definitive answer, but here's a question I have gotten asked several times. Can a felon hunt with an air gun? Well, I've studied and I've read what other writers have done some research on it. The answer, I'm talking about in Texas, the answer is yes, but I would, if I were in that situation, I would definitely check with Parks and Wildlife's law enforcement division before I did it. But I, from everything I've read, it is legal for a felon, which in my opinion is a good thing. So maybe someone did something stupid when they were a kid and 30 years ago, and now they're, you know, upstanding members of the community. Why shouldn't they? They can hunt with old muzzle loaders, mm-hmm. you know, antique replicas, if you will. So I'm glad that it gives people a chance to, you know, to shoot and get out.
Correct.
And hunt. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's up to them to cover their own rear end.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, we say go for it. You know, get back into hunting.
Yes.
And the air gun is the way to do it.
You bet. Eric, I wish we had more time, but I'll get you back from time to time. I know our segment with you today has helped some people. I just know it does. And that's what I try to do with our radio and the writing, too. But we'll get you back soon. We'll talk some more air gunning. What do you say?
Sounds wonderful.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tex electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tex, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit EastTexasLuxury.com. That's www.EastTexasLuxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.